This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. University of Missouri Athletic Director Mike Alden reaffirmed that MU will continue to stand behind and support men's head basketball coach Frank Haith in light of a 5-game suspension handed down by the NCAA. Alden said they are looking for closure on the matter.
The University of Missouri also will not appeal this to the NCAA, that we certainly are supportive of Coach Haith. We're supportive of the job he's doing with our basketball program at the University of Missouri, and we too are looking forward to closure on this.
The suspension comes after an NCAA investigation found Haith did not promote an atmosphere of compliance during his time as head coach at the University of Miami. Haith says he does not agree with the suspension, but will not challenge it. University of Missouri Senior Associate Athletics Director of Compliance, Mary Austin, said in a statement that Haith has been diligent and consistent in his efforts to promote an atmosphere of compliance at Mizzou. Haith and Alden are still looking into specifics of what kind of involvement Haith can have with the team during his suspension that will occur the first 5 games of the season. The Missouri State Board of Education Tuesday decided not to vote on reclassifying the Kansas City School District, meaning it will remain unaccredited for at least another year. Marshall Griffin has details.
The district had requested a vote to restore provisional accreditation, citing improved assessment scores and better financial performance. But the state board chose to take no action. Board President Peter Hershen says 1 year of improvement is not enough.
It's like a baseball team having a winning streak of one. That's not a streak. That's a good performance. Glad they won, but they sure didn't win the division title.
Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro had also recommended leaving Kansas City schools unaccredited. Meanwhile, the district has not had to comply yet with the state's student transfer law due to a lawsuit that's awaiting a decision from the Missouri Supreme Court. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The curators of the University of Missouri received a $1.8 million federal grant that will support research related to the production of small nuclear reactors, or SMRs, at Ameren's Callaway County plant in Fulton. MU recently announced its partnership with Ameren Missouri and Westinghouse Electric Company on this project. Even with the potential job creation, there are negatives to the potential production, and not everyone is happy about the university receiving this grant. Safe Energy Director with the Missouri Coalition for the Environment, Ed Smith, says the waste and risks that come with nuclear power are not worth it.
Federal money going to programs that support nuclear power while the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is still working to figure out how to store high-level radioactive waste from nuclear power plants seems very ill-conceived.
Last year, Ameren, Missouri, and Westinghouse were denied federal funding from the U.S. Department of Energy that could have provided hundreds of millions of dollars for the project to build SMRs in Missouri. Smith was happy Ameren didn't receive the funding last year. Meanwhile, Senator Claire McCaskill said in a press release she is in full support of the production of SMRs and believes the grant to the university will provide the state with opportunities and resources that can lead to job creation. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says he is working toward full funding for public schools by the time he leaves office in January 2017. This year's budget includes about $3 billion for elementary and secondary schools, but that's roughly $600 million less than what is called for under Missouri's school funding formula for this year. The amounts prescribed by the formula change yearly. If schools receive all the funds in this year's budget, Missouri would have to spend an additional $560 million to meet next year's target. The Missouri Department of Corrections announced Tuesday that it will be using a new drug for upcoming executions. But as Chris McDaniel reports, almost all pharmaceutical companies do not want their drugs to be used in executions.
Missouri had planned to use a common anesthetic named propofol to execute 2 inmates this year, but dropped that idea after reports surfaced that the state obtained it from a supplier who was not authorized to sell the drug. In addition, the execution could have limited the U.S.'s supply of the anesthetic, which is an important drug for hospitals. Missouri will now turn to compounding pharmacies to make a drug called pentobarbital for its executions, since most suppliers won't sell to departments of correction. Compounding pharmacies have been criticized for this practice since they do not face the same scrutiny and approval process from the FDA like drug manufacturers do. It's not known when the execution of Alan Nicholson will be held, which had been scheduled for this week. I'm Chris McDaniel.
The University of Missouri School of Medicine approved a residency program for emergency room physicians in September. Now the school is taking applications for its first class, scheduled to begin in fall 2014. Emergency medicine as an academic specialty only began in the 1960s and 70s. Now that the first generation of doctors and nurses who started their careers in the 70s are at their retirement age, the demand is increasing greatly. There is an even greater need for emergency physicians in smaller communities because patients have to drive further to get treated. Dr. Mark Borenstein, chairman of the Department of Emergency Medicine at MU, says there are three main reasons for the increasing demand of emergency physicians.
We need emergency physicians to meet the volume of patients. Also, the complexity of the patient situations is increasing. In addition to the complexity, the severity of the illnesses is increasing because sometimes people aren't able to get health care and keep up with their medical conditions.
Borenstein wants to reinforce the state of Missouri with new emergency physicians. Borenstein has also included an aspect in the residency program to train doctors to be able to communicate with patients effectively. A Missouri judge has struck down a pair of new laws that had limited the ability of cities and counties to regulate cell phone towers. Cole County Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce ruled that lawmakers violated procedural requirements of the state constitution when passing the bills earlier this year. She said the bill's title of relating to telecommunications did not encompass everything in the bills. She noted that one bill also contained provisions related to railroad crossings and utility rights of way. Another bill contained provisions related to cable TV services, which she said are not legally the same as telecommunications. Joyce also said lawmakers had changed the bill's original purpose. Governor Jay Nixon and legislative leaders had touted the legislation as a way to encourage expansion of high-speed internet and wireless phone service. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.